Okay. Well, you think we're further? We didn't learn Tanya anyway for about 6 weeks. So trust me, wherever we start, it's fine. Let's start Perek of Dalet. The Rebbe in the previous chapters was explaining that. No. 100 at the bottom, 58 on top.
Oh, 24.
Before the Alter Rebbe explained like this, there's mitzvahs and there's Torah. When you do a mitzvah, it's like the limbs of Hashem, just like the limbs are bottled to the neshama, so a Jew, when he does a mitzvah, is completely bottled to Hashem. When a Jew learns Torah, though, Torah is not what's called the limbs of Hashem, Torah is Hashem himself. So basically, the Alter Rebbe explained, when a person does Torah and mitzvahs, they become mamish, one thing with Hashem. Completely united, one with Hashem. So he says, the opposite is true when you sin. He said, v'zelum azeh, one opposite the next. In shasam mitzvahs leisaseh, are the 365 negative mitzvahs. The rice of the Torah. V'chol yisurid rabbanim, even rabbinic things which are forbidden, because they're the opposite of what Hashem wants and what Hashem's intellect demands, is the ultimate separation. But the ultimate separation from Hashem, just like the level of evil, which is called Avodah Zarah v'Elokim Acherim, idols and other gods, meaning completely removed and separated from Hashem. Machmas has to ponim because of concealment of Ratzon or Elyon Kanal. As we learned before, evil also exists from Hashem. Right? If Hashem doesn't make it exist, it can't exist. What is the difference between Kedusha and evil? Kedusha is a place where is bottled to Hashem. Because it's subjugated and bottled to Hashem, Hashem reveals himself there. That's the definition of Kedusha. Evil, because it goes against the will of Hashem. It's not bottled to Hashem. It's not subjugated to Hashem. Therefore, it conceals God. To the extent that you can't even tell, so to speak, that God is there. It's complete concealment. Therefore, he says like this. Anything which is forbidden to do according to Torah is Avodah Zarah. Not only is it idol worshipping, the Alter Rebbe is going to continue now to say it's even worse than idol worshipping. It's worse. A person who sins in thought, speech, and action is lower than the idol itself. It's worse than total evil itself. He says like this, V'chein gimel levushan nef, what?
Any sins.
That's what he's saying now. One second. Gimel levusha nefesh, the three garments of the soul, of klipas neiga shabisocha machshava dibur umais, any thought, speech, or action of the Jew, ham lubashim beshasal leisa sederais v'drabon, that does one of the 365 biblical or rabbinic mitzvahs, avedus. V'chein mehus anefesh atzma, and the essence of the soul, the person's soul, not only thought and speech and action, because when you do something, you do it with your soul, which dresses itself into the garments of evil. Become one with idol worshipping. Just like when you do a mitzvah, you're one with Hashem. When you do an aveda, you're one with idols. Not only that, and not only are you as bad as the idol itself, you become bottled to the evil. You're infinitely worse than the evil. You're worse than an idol. Why? Because evil doesn't dress itself into a physical body. And it knows God. And it doesn't rebel against Hashem. To do something, in the sending of the evil angels, in simple English it means like this. evil was created by God to be bad. It doesn't go against the will of Hashem. It does exactly what Hashem wants it to do. It does exactly what Hashem wants it to do. It's created as evil. It's created as Sholish Klipas HaTemeis. Chazer was created to be a chazer. It had no choice in the matter. A person who eats chazer is lower than the chazer. Because you had the choice to do the evil or not to do the evil. The chazer never went against the will of Hashem. Right? It's like people get angry when they get a ticket. Yeah? A driving, parking ticket, whatever. The truth is, the person who gave you the ticket is doing their job. Right? You can't have any complaints to them. They're doing what they're paid to do. Right? You chose to park illegally or to speed or not to stop, whatever it may be. But the people that are giving you the ticket, they're doing their job. The person who parks illegally is worse than the one giving them the ticket. Evil was created to be evil. In fact, the Yetzer Hara was created by Hashem to try to convince a person to sin. So when the Yetzer Hara works his job to convince a person to sin, he's not doing anything wrong. He's not bad. He's doing exactly what Hashem made him do. He's not going against the will of Hashem. The person who listens to the Yetzer Hara, he is going against the will of Hashem, so he's even worse than the Yetzer Hara. He's even worse than the idol that the person bowed down to. And as Alter Rebbe will explain, every sin is idol worshipping. It's only the Ruach Shtus, the foolish spirit, that convinces the person that it's not so bad. But any sin in thought, speech, or action allows the person to be low, just like Kedusha, makes you one with Hashem. This makes you one with evil, and then the Alter Rebbe adds even worse than the evil.
Well, I object.
You object. You have a right to your objection, even though you're wrong.
This is not fair because we're not tzaddikim and we're not. I mean, it's not fair. It's my object. This
one. Weren't you ever told by your parents life is not fair?
I know, but I mean.
When your kids complain, what do you say? It's not fair. What do you say? Life is not fair.
That's the way it is. But the thing is that, you know, I mean. I think that they're not
like all eating dinner that they want.
By the way, it's wrong what you said.
What
you said is incorrect.
What did I just say? That was
incorrect. It's not fair because we're not tzaddikim, therefore we sin.
But
why?
We're all trying to.
I heard what you said. I heard your complaint. I heard your objection. Why does Hashem allow us to sin? Why didn't Hashem make us all tzaddikim? If He wants us to do mitzvahs, He should have made us what's called angels.
We could do tshuva,
so that we have the we have to conquer the evil.
It was mentioned at a class in Shul Nabimi. Somebody else mentioned in class. I mentioned Monday night at the class also, but there's an unbelievable yechidah somebody had with the Rebbe. There was a guy who was an artist, okay? Became frum, is in the Baal Tshuva process, okay? In the Tshuva process. And he came to the Rebbe and he said, you know, Rebbe, it's not fair. It's not fair. Hashem made life so difficult for us to be religious. If Hashem would have made it so much easier, you know, life would be easier. Life would be fair. Why did Hashem make it so difficult? So the Rebbe said to him, you're an artist, right? He said, yeah. He said, let me ask you a question. If you go to a natural, scenic place, right, and you draw a beautiful picture of that scenic, you know, mountains and grass, whatever, how much would you be able to get for that picture? So he says to the Rebbe, well, you know, if you put a lot of work into it and you're a good artist and you really, you know, work on it, you can get thousands of dollars for it. The Rebbe asked him, yeah, but would it still be a perfect picture? He said, no, a person can't make a perfect picture of the world. You can't, it's not perfect. Then the Rebbe said to him, what happens if you take a camera and you snap a photograph of that beautiful scenery? Yeah? How much is that picture worth? $2, $3, whatever. The Rebbe said, but you admit that that picture is perfect. Right? That picture would be a perfect description of the scenery. So the Rebbe said to the guy, I don't understand. The picture that you're drawing, which is not perfect, is worth thousands of dollars. And this picture, which is perfect, is worth $2. The Rebbe said, tell me, it makes sense? It doesn't make sense. So the guy says, Rebbe, come on. This picture took a second. You snapped it, it's done. Right? This demands hours and days and weeks and months of work. So even though it's not perfect, but you're paying for the effort that went into it. Okay? So the Rebbe said to the guy, it's a remarkable, such a simple, it's so simple yet so profound. The Rebbe said, God made picture perfect. That's called angels. Hashem said, but that's not what he wanted. He didn't want picture perfect angels. Because they don't have effort. No Yetzer Hara, no world. They don't, it's, for them it's picture, they're perfect. But it's worthless. Because there's no work in it. Hashem says, I want you to work. You're not going to be perfect. You're not going to be the tzaddik that you're talking about anyway, right? You're not going to be the tzaddik. But the work that you put into this non-perfect picture is what makes it extremely valuable. Understand? We're not tzaddikim. We're far from tzaddikim. Don't even dream about being a tzaddik. It ain't going to happen, trust me. Nothing personal, but it ain't happening. But what Hashem wants is, Hashem says, I don't need a perfect picture. You can't make a perfect picture. What I want is the effort that you put into it, that's what's valuable to Hashem. Even when a person imperfects the picture, it's imperfect, meaning sinning. What Hashem wants is that, and this is why Hashem makes us sin, and why Hashem allows us to sin, is because now we can do tshuva, I reach a level that we wouldn't have been able to reach if we didn't sin. But that doesn't take away from the fact that evil doesn't go against the will of Hashem. And a person who sins does. So which one's worse? The Alter Rebbe said, the person who sins, who's going against the will of Hashem, is much worse than the evil itself, which was created as evil, to be what it is. And it's not going against the will of Hashem.
So what is the definition of evil, if it's not against Hashem?
Anything which is not kedusha is evil.
But everything has godliness in it. It has Hashem in it. So, what, so it's all from Hashem. So what is evil and what's not? How do you define it?
Anything
against Hashem was evil, but nothing is against Hashem.
Whatever reveals openly the will of Hashem is Kedusha. Whatever conceals the will of Hashem is evil. That's the definition of good and bad. What openly reveals the will of Hashem is good. What openly doesn't reveal and conceals the will of Hashem is evil.
So, Klipas Noga doesn't reveal Hashem?
No, it doesn't until we do it. In other words, an apple is evil. Klipas Noga. It's Sitra Achra.
An apple is evil?
Yeah. Is Klipas Noga or Kedusha?
It's Klipas Noga.
Okay. Is Klipas Noga Sitra Achra?
So only if you make a bracha.
No, but the Rebbe says Klipas Noga Sitra Achra.
If you only make a bracha, then it becomes that's how you.
So, the apple itself is Klipas Noga.
So why do you call it evil?
Because it's not the Webster.
It's maybe part of. Yeah,
because the Alter Rebbe in Perek Vav said clearly, anything which is not Tzad HaKedusha is klipa. That's what he says in Perek Vav. The Alter Rebbe says in Perek Vav, Zehu Pirush Loshin Sitter Achra, Pirush Tzad Achar She'ena Tzad HaKedusha. V'Tzad HaKedusha, Eina Ela Hashrov Amshachas M'Kedushas Yishol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu She'ena Aldov HaShabotel Atzi Yizborich, Hashem could only rest. Whether, if it's not openly Kedusha,
we are evil also.
Anefesh HaBamis is Klipas Noiga. Anefesh HaLakis is Kedusha. Now, the apple only remains klipa until we touch it. The Chassidus uses the expression that the apple stays klipas noiga. It was created klipas noiga, yeah? The second the Jew touches it, it's not going to stay there anymore. It's either going to go up to Kedusha or down to Shol Shkivsa Tumeis. You take the apple, you make a bracha on it, eat it l'shem shemayim, the apple goes to Kedusha. Because now the apple is openly fulfilling, openly, the mission why Hashem created it, to serve Hashem. So if you make a bracha, you eat it l'shem shemayim, the klipas noiga becomes elevated kedusha. You eat it without a bracha, you eat it tefres, so whatever it is, it becomes lowered instantaneously to shol shkivsa tumeis. Klipas noiga remains klipas noiga until the Jew touches it. The second the Jew approaches it, it's going to go up, or it's going to go down.
And if a goy touches it?
It remains klipas noiga. Because the concept of avedas habirurim, to refine the world, is only given to Jews. A goy doesn't change it.
So we, in Eden, we don't openly reveal Kedusha.
We do.
How?
You make a bracha.
No, we don't do anything. We're not when we act. No action. We just sit there. So
are you wasting time?
Yeah.
Then you're killing time. Then you're lowering time into evil. There's no such thing as doing nothing.
Oh, you bet.
I mentioned the other day in a class also, a judge once, two guys were loitering, so the cops brought him into the judge. So the judge asked one guy, what were you doing? He says, nothing. I was doing nothing. So he says to the other guy, what were you doing? He said, I was helping him. He says, you can help somebody do nothing too. Doing nothing is not kedusha, it's evil. And there are many people that are busy doing nothing. So, not only that, the Rebbe says even more. The Rebbe says, in many, many sikhs, Rabbi even proves it from a Mishnah, that if you're able to do more, it's only recent that yom yom, you know, with the pearls, to the guy that can bake bread, or the Rebbe says, if you could be doing a higher level, and you do a lesser level, you're not doing anything wrong, you're doing something good. But compared to what you could be doing, you're not doing proper, it's called evil. It's called evil. What are you talking about? This is great.
Complex. It gives you a complex.
It's the opposite.
No, because it
shows the power and ability that we have.
Yeah, but if you're not constantly busy doing something that's worth, I mean, you have to have downtime.
What is time?
You have to have downtime.
1 minute, downtime, if you're doing downtime, to have a better uptime, whatever you call it, if you go on vacation, to be able to function better, then the vacation is a part of serving Hashem.
Okay. All right.
No, you understand? But if the purpose of the vacation is to be able to get refreshed, to be able to serve Hashem better, then the vacation itself is a form of serving Hashem. We mentioned this. There's a Mishnah Megillah that says, Mevatlin Tama Teira L'Kriyasa Megillah. You do Bittul Teira to read the Megillah. Which means, if you're learning, you stop learning, you do Bittul Teira, the Mishnah calls it Bittul Teira, to go listen to the Megillah. So the Rebbe asked, Megillah is not Teira. What do you mean? It says, you do Bittul Teira to listen to the Megillah. The Megillah is one of the 24 Tanakh. It's Torah Shebikhtav. What do you mean? It's called Bittul Torah. So the Rebbe said, you see from that Mishnah, very interesting concept. Megillah, very superficial learning. Right? It's not in-depth learning. You listen to the Megillah, you're listening to David Apostle. Right? But the Mishnah is telling us a remarkable concept. If you could learn deeper, and you're only learning superficially, the Mishnah says that is Bittul Torah. The Mishnah says, for Megillah, you do Bittul Torah. But the Mishnah says, I want you to know that it's Bittul Torah. Because if you can learn in depth, and you're only going to listen to somebody read, which is not in-depth learning when you listen to the Megillah, right? That's called Bittul Torah. Why? Because if you can use your brain for something better, and you don't use it to full capacity, that is called wasting time, life, etc. People, and the Rebbe demanded this from himself and obviously from Chassidim, and the whole concept of Torah is to utilize the person's abilities to the fullest extent. Otherwise, you are wasting, not in the quantity of time, maybe you're doing something, you know, full time, but in the quality of time, the quality of life, the quality of Torah, you are lacking in the true potential that you have. Now, is that depressing? On the contrary, it shows the person's ability of what they can accomplish. If a kid that can get 100 comes home with a 70, it's passing. They didn't fail, right? 65 is failing, yeah? They passed with a 70. Is the parent going to be happy? He's going to go on to the 3rd grade, 4th grade, 5th grade, 10th grade, 100th grade. They're going to move up, right? Why is the parent upset? The kid says, what do you want? I passed. What do you want? But you tell the kid, if you could have gotten 100, then this mark is not good. Why is life any different? If you can use life to 100%, why are we only using it to 70%?
Oh, okay, well, so for example, like if you get home from work at, you know, 15 after 7, and then you want to go, I mean, it's like you're just tired sometimes. You're just too tired.
If somebody comes home from work 7:15 dead tired, and somebody told them that if you run, you can get a bag of gold by 7:30, are they going to be tired or are they going to do it? What are they going to do?
I'm probably not going to do it.
Normal people would do it.
No, but I'm just saying, if
tired is in the priorities.
No, but I mean, like,
you know the famous story was told over 1,000 times by everybody. When this old lady in her 90s once went to the Rebbe by dollars, and the Rebbe was standing there, the Rebbe was in his upper 80s, yeah? And the Rebbe was giving out dollars for hours, 4 or 5 hours at a time. And the lady said to the Rebbe, Rebbe, don't you get tired? And the Rebbe said, when you count diamonds, you don't get tired. It's the outlook on life. If you count diamonds, you don't get tired. If a person could utilize the potential to the fullest, they don't. They're wasting the creation.
Well, why do you have so many workaholics if it needs a balance?
I don't know why there's workaholics. You have to ask them. Okay, anyway, so here the Alter Rebbe is explaining that a person who sins is worse than the Aveda Zara. Why? He says like this. The bottom line of 100. Kamayim Bilam, like Bilam himself said, Bilam personified evil, and he said, like, Uch, Laved Espi Hashem, I cannot go against the will of Hashem. Bilam himself said, I cannot go against the will of Hashem. And the interesting thing, there's a Hara from the Rebbe, one of the Batsi Laganis, the Medrash says, you know, Bilam said, when they asked him to go curse the Jews, he said, I can't go against the will of Hashem. Yeah? Yet, the Medrash says, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that when Bilam went on the way, he had relations with his donkey, which is one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Neach. So the question is, Bilam here comes along and says they can't go against the will of Hashem, and then he did. He had relations with his donkey. So the Rebbe explained very simple. When it came to the seven mitzvahs that he was obligated to do, he had free choice. There he had free choice to do it or not to do it, and he chose to do evil. Not to curse the Jews is not one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach. So over there he had no free choice. Because he wasn't commanded not to curse the Jews. That's not one of the seven Noach laws. So therefore Bilam said, I cannot go against the will of Hashem. Because over there he wasn't given free choice. Just like idols aren't and Chazir isn't. So over there they don't go against the will of Hashem. In that mitzvah that Hashem did give him the free will, over there he went against the will of Hashem. And he was able to sin. And he says, Av shenikra avei dezara. Even, okay, you know what? Let's see here.